Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Department of Meteorology of the Australian Government in Sydney, New South Wales, advises that solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 70, that's 70, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 5, that's figure 5, single digits. And those numbers are the lowest in recent times, and at least over the past 12 months. They're not expected to change significantly in the immediate future, which means that high frequency propagation on long distances on frequencies above about 14 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to be unreliable. Here in Melbourne, some good reception during our afternoon period from Asia and the Middle East in the 25 metre band. This is a summary I made recently, which may be of interest, between 0400 and 0430. Many signals from Chinese broadcasters in this time span on this band include the following: 11800, China National Radio Network 2 in Chinese, and 11905, China National Radio Network 6 in Amoy, and China National Radio Network 2 on these frequencies: 11845, again on 11800, and those are received at good reception. And on 11680, China National Radio Network 11, this is the transmission in Tibetan. And 11760, China National Radio Network 1 in Chinese. And 11670, All India Radio, with its Persian language broadcast. 11640, Radio Taiwan International, with its Chinese service. And 11980, Radio Free Asia, a big signal, strong signals from the Dushanbe relay station in Tajikistan in Chinese. And 11650, China Radio International from Kunming in Vietnamese, and China National Radio Network 5 in Chinese on 11620. Now, in the 22-metre band, that's the 13 megahertz band, some interesting signals noted, same time period, 0400 to 0430, include 13650, the Voice of Korea from Pyongyang in Chinese, 13655, China Radio International in Cantonese from Xi'an. 13695, All India Radio in Hindi at 0415, signing off at 0415. 13765, Radio Farda, the IBB station using the transmitting site at Udon, Thailand for broadcasting Persian. And 13860, Radio Azadi, broadcasting from the Dabaya UAE relay station in Pashto. And 13740, China Radio International, broadcasting from the Kashi transmitting site in the Hakka language. So good signals here in Melbourne recently during our mid-afternoon periods, mainly from Asia and the Middle East, in the 25 and 22 metre bands, and those good signals should continue in the immediate future. The European, the ex-Council conference for year 2017 has just been announced. And it's being hosted by the Finnish EX Association. It will actually be held in Tampere, Finland, between 18 and 20th of August of this year. And this is the what is known as the Jubileum European EX Conference. It's time to celebrate, as this year is Finland's centennial, and the European EX Council will have its 50th anniversary. The meeting will be organised by the Finnish DX Association soon to be celebrating 60 years of operations, and the Tampereen DX Kuntaliitto, the local DX club, celebrating its 50th anniversary. It's advised that the tradition of successful EDXC conferences held in Finland will be maintained, which were in 1971, 1987, 1992, 2002 and 2008. I actually attended the 2002 conference. So it'll be 3 days of lots of programs, lots of events and lots of fun. It is planned to open the website of the conference during January of this year. And the website will be set to be a part of the Finnish DX Association website. And a link to the 2017 conference will be found on the main page. The conference will start on Friday, 18 August, and end on Sunday, 20th of August. And that's a good period for travelling to Northern Europe. A post-conference tour is also planned. This would last a few days, and the target will be Finnish Lapland, including visits to the well-known LEM and AIHDX sites, and also possibly including a visit to Nordkap, the northernmost point of the European continent. And information on that, or advance information, will be advised on that optional tour in due course. The conference organising committee has been set. The committee chairman is Risto Vahakanyu, and listeners and attendee visitors are asked to contact the Finnish DX Association at the appropriate time. The frequency list published by the Nagoya DX Circle in Japan gives quite a lot of information concerning current operations on the shortwave bands. In the 90 meter band, the following stations are included: 3200 Transworld Radio Africa in English, 0255 to 0325. 3205 National Broadcasting Corporation, Papua New Guinea, Sundan Radio West Sepik, 0700 to 1400 with the domestic program. 3210, an Australian station known as Vintage FM, broadcasting from New South Wales, registered for 24 hours with 100 watts non-directional. And WWCR, 3215, 0500 to 1000. 3220, the Korean Central Broadcasting System of Pyongyang, its domestic service, 2030 right through to 1830 with Korean programming. And 3240, Transworld Radio Africa, in African languages from Manzini, 0255 to 0340. And the Pyongyang Broadcasting Station, 3250, between 0330 and 0730 in Korean. And same frequency is used for Voice of Korea programs between 0730 and 0830 in Japanese. And the Voice of Korea also on 3250 with broadcast in Japanese 2132-2220. And 3255, the BBC from the Mayerton transmitting station, the relay station, in South Africa, between 0500 and 0600 in English, and also from 1600 to 2000 in English. And Radio Madagascar, well, actually, more correctly, Radio Madagascar, 3288, broadcasting from Tananarive at 10 kilowatts in the Malagasy language, 0300 to 0500 and 1500 to 1900. And the Voice of Guyana, 3290 from Ambato, 0800 to 0400 with Spanish programs, the domestic broadcast. And the South African Broadcasting Corporation, station known as Radio Sonder Grint, say, 3320, that's the domestic program for Africa. It's on the air, 1800 through until 0500 in Afrikaans from the Mayotte transmitting site, naturally in South Africa. And Channel Africa itself, the external service, from Mayotte on 3345 in English, 0300 to 0500, 100 kilowatts. And Radio Milne Bay, Papua New Guinea, from Alatau, 3365, 0800 to 1500 and 1900 through to 2200 with domestic service programs. And Radio Republic Indonesia from Merauke on 3905, evening broadcast in Indonesian. Transmission schedule is 0700 1500. And 3915, the BBC. This is in the 75-metre band, and that broadcasts in English between 2200 and midnight from the Kranji, Singapore, relay station. So those are a few registrations or a few frequency listings from the list put out, the free list online by the Nagoya DX's Circle. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.